It's the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Graham. And this April, we've got outstanding offers on brand new Mazdas. Plus, we've partnered with One Tree Planted to help reforest areas of Northern California. We pledge to plant one tree for every vehicle we sell. Don't miss the Earth Day celebration at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
A big win for San Jose Sharks hockey in Montreal. The final score, the San Jose Sharks 4, the Montreal Canadiens nothing. A crowd of 21,105 fans were in attendance tonight. By the end of the game, they were quieted by a very solid defensive effort, especially some great goaltending from Kaapo Kähkönen, and for the San Jose Sharks, some great opportunism in this contest. It all began early for San Jose. The Sharks wanted to get off to a very good start. And Matt Nieto, the kid from Long Beach, would have the puck on his stick, jamming at it in front after a pretty nifty play by Logan Couture and Alexander Barabanov at 1:33. Couture down the left, leads Barabanov, moves into Canadiens territory, goes for the wraparound, save, rebound, score! Matt Nieto jamming at the puck! Should get credit for the goal. Couture was in there too. And the Sharks have a 1-0 lead at 1:33 of the first period. And Matt Nieto, right place, right time, right player. Matt Nieto, the kid from Long Beach, his fifth goal of the season. That's the game-winning goal at 1:33 of the game. Alexander Barabanov and Logan Couture assist on it, but it was not without some drama before the goal would count because Martin St-Louis, head coach of the Montreal Canadiens, in accordance with people inside his locker room, decided to challenge that play because they thought the Sharks were offside. They took a long time looking at this, but then we got the decision.
After coach's challenge video review, it was determined that the play was onside. Therefore, we have a good goal.
That was a big turning point in the game,
huge,
wasn't it?
Huge turning point in the game. You get that early goal, and you're off to the races, right? That first goal is so important in the National Hockey League. I thought it was offside. I thought Marty St. Louis did the right thing. And even if it ended up not being offside, it's early enough in the game that I have faith in my penalty killers that they're going to go out and kill this penalty. But also you think it's okay. It's this early. If we give them a power play, we give them a power play.
But who would have believed that that would be the game-winning play in the game? But it turned out to be, and part of the reason for that was some great goaltending on the other side of the ice by Kaapo Kähkönen. How about this play he made in the first period?
Doc, he stick-handles with Benning on him. Dishes a drop pass near side. Caulfield checked by Nieto, but recovered it in the skates. Nice pass back to the right point. Here's Suzuki rushing in. Centering feed. Caulfield, a one-time shot. And a great save by Kaapo Kähkönen on the one-time feed by Caulfield. And that'll do it for the penalty as the Sharks clear.
Boy, that was just a tremendous stop by Kaapo Kähkönen, keeping the score. San Jose 1 and Montreal nothing. In the second period, there was no scoring. The shots were 6 apiece, and there was some pretty good chances on both sides. There was a crossbar for Alexander Barabanov, what looked like an open net, and a crossbar also late in the first period by Brendan Gallagher as he beat Kähkönen but couldn't put the puck home. We had a couple of other incidents like that, but finally, the San Jose Sharks would get on the board again at 2:29 of the third period, and it would make the score 2-0 courtesy of Tomas Hertl. And now it's bumped off the left boards by Kunin into the offensive zone. Canadians deflected off of their own player Anderson and ricocheted backwards. Can the Sharks take advantage? Hertl feeds in front. Off the skate of Meyer. Kept in by Čičak. Now to LeBanc. Throws in front. Tip score! That was tipped in front. Both Meyer and Hertl were there. It looks like Hertl got it on his stick and knocked it home. The San Jose Sharks have survived the penalty kill, and they take a 2-0 lead on a spectacular pass by Kevin LeBanc to Tomas Hertl for the perfect tip in front. I'd be remiss if I missed that penalty kill to start the third. Timo Meyer took a bad tripping call with 1:05 left in the second, and then Jacob Megna, an unfortunate penalty, a delay of game over glass penalty, the fourth one of the game, in fact, in that particular type, and Megna ended up getting that penalty call after making a brilliant defensive play in the corner, so it was 5-on-3. Sharks killed that off, and then Hertl did that.
Yeah, it was the turning point of the game.
What else do we have? Well, more goaltending by Kaapo Kähkönen, but first, a third goal by the Sharks, 1 minute and 15 seconds after that hurdle goal. Here come the Sharks, breakaway, Couture shoots, score! A pass up the middle of the ice. Couture got behind the defense. That's one that Jake Allen wanted. It went right through the pads and in, and Logan Couture makes it a 3-0 Sharks lead. So let's recap at 2:29 to the third. Hurdle sixth from Kevin LeBanc and Nick Cicek. Sharks 2 and the Canadians nothing. A minute and 15 seconds later at 3:44, Couture's 13th goal of the season. Benning and Vlasic the assists. A pretty sweet pass by Benning to send Couture on that breakaway. After that, more goaltending from Kaapo Kähkönen. Right now, here comes David Savard, lugging it up the middle. Throws on the left to Matheson, who moves it across the line, feeds it toward the slot for a breaking Gallagher behind the D, but puck was not on the mark. Now a shot, late glove save by Kaapo Kähkönen off of Dvorak in the left circle. That's a fantastic save by Kähkönen. That was about 12:54 into the third period, and between that and the Caulfield save, Kähkönen earned his pay tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. He made some really big saves, some that, boy, that you thought they were going in for sure. And we hadn't seen that from Kaapo this year, really. Yeah, well, you shouldn't say that, but we hadn't seen it in a while. And
maybe against Toronto?
Yeah, the question mark was, okay, what's going on with the Sharks goaltending? Well, Kaapo was challenged. He's been working his tail off to get better, and hard work pays off, man.
It did. Solid effort against Toronto earlier. Another solid game against Ottawa, but I think this was his best game of the season. Kaapo Kähkönen with those big, big saves kept the score 3-0. Of course, the Canadians would pull their goaltender, Jake Allen, with a couple of minutes remaining in the game, but Tomas Hertl with a nice individual effort finished things off. Suzuki near side, across the rink, broken up by Magnus Cech. Settled by Meyer, holds the puck, flips it forward, glove down by LeBanc, sends it ahead to Hertl. Hertl's got an empty net, he's hooked. He's hooked, he pushes, he scores. There would have been a penalty, maybe even a penalty shot for Tomas Hertl on that play, but Hertl made no mistake with it. He poked it into the empty net. It is his second goal of the third period. It is his seventh goal of the season, and the San Jose Sharks are up 4-0 on Montreal at 17:46 of the third. That's how it would end. LeBanc and Timo Meyer assisted on that goal by Tomas Hertl. So Kevin LeBanc, a couple of assists tonight. Logan Couture, one goal and one assist. And, of course, the game winner by Matt Nieto, his fifth of the year. And Kaapo Kähkönen getting his third career shutout and his third victory of the season. The Sharks start off this road trip on a winning note. They played winning hockey, and they get a 4-0 victory. Matt Nieto gets his 10th career game winner with the first tally of the game at 1:33 of the first period. We are joined by Matt Nieto in the Sharks locker room with Drew.
Matty Nieto, congratulations. Nice goal on that one. You just, when you're reading off of Alex skating in like that, are you just thinking that one thing, get to the net?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he had a step on the defender there and, you know, made a great play coming out the weak side. And, you know, for me as a late guy coming in, I'm just trying to crash the net. And luckily it was laying there for me.
What is with the San Jose Sharks being road warriors?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's a good way to start the trip, and it's a quick turnaround. We got another one tomorrow, so we got to keep it rolling.
There had been some criticism from know-it-all broadcasters talking about your goaltending. Kaapo, I thought, was really strong tonight. When the goalie is playing as well as he is, when he makes a couple of saves that should be goals, what does that do for the team?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. He was unreal for us tonight, and, you know, he's a huge reason of why we just won that game. There was a lot of chances that they had that he came up huge on, breakaways. They had a lot of power plays, so he did tremendous, and you know, it's good for him, and it really helped the team.
Why are you and Alex and Logan playing so well together? Why have you gelled as cohesively as you have?
I just think we do a good job reading off of each other, and you know, all three of us are players that try to play the right way and not cheat, and you know, the chemistry's kind of been building, so it's been awesome to play with those two.
David Quinn today talked about winning hockey versus playing good hockey. You guys have played a lot of good hockey, but not winning hockey. Tonight was winning hockey. Is there one or two things that you can point to that is the difference between good hockey and winning hockey?
Yeah, you know, I think it's just, you know, learning how to play with leads, which I think we did a good job of. you know, once we got up a couple goals, we weren't, you know, taking chances, trying to get more. You know, we did a good job managing the puck and defended really well. So it was a huge step for us.
Go get some refreshments, get some nourishment in you, and we'll see you on the plane.
Alrighty, thank you guys.
A very important win and a great start to the road trip for the San Jose Sharks. Final score, the Sharks 4 and the Montreal Canadiens nothing. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.